USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. 22 people were injured early today in a shooting at a 24-hour art festival in Trenton, New Jersey. Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri says one suspect is dead.
There is an individual, a 33-year-old male, who is one of the suspected shooters who has been pronounced deceased.
A second suspect was taken into custody. Officials say the shooting appears to be the result of a neighborhood beef, not terrorism. Congressman Adam Schiff tells NBC's Meet the Press children should not suffer while Congress struggles with very challenging immigration legislation.
It's going to be very difficult to get a comprehensive immigration bill in an election year and any year. So let's not tear these families apart in the meantime.
President Donald Trump will meet with House Republicans next week to discuss immigration just days after his off-the-cuff remarks on the issue threw the GOP's carefully laid strategy into chaos. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is calling for a complete and full investigation into the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Giuliani, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, claimed that troubling unethical behaviors among some in the Justice Department has tainted the Mueller probe.
Mueller has no evidence of collusion. There was none. The President of the United States did nothing wrong. He was not involved with Russians. They can investigate from here to Timbuktu, and they're not going to find a darn thing.
Also on CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Susan Collins says she wishes the president would stop using the word pardon in regards to the Mueller investigation.
He wants to get that Russian investigation completed, and every time he brings up the issue of pardons, it gives the investigators something else that they have to look into.
And on the issue of immigration, Collins says she does not support separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American actress who also works for the United Nations is calling on the world to help stabilize the Iraqi city of Mosul. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Visiting the war-torn city on Saturday, a year after it was liberated from ISIS, Angelina Jolie said in her role as a special envoy for the United Nations Refugee Agency, it was the worst devastation she's seen in her 17 years with the UN. Jolie urging the world not to assume the work is done just because the fighting is over. She said the entire area of the city, Iraq's second largest, is still flattened and conditions are appalling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis is saying those having abortions because a fetus has a disability or malformation have a Nazi mindset. USA's Wendy King tells that story.
In a speech to the Forum of Family Associations celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, Francis also stressed God's vision of the family is between a man and a woman. Francis said the whole world has been scandalized by what the Nazis did. Today we do the same, but with white gloves. He also said, it is painful to think society accepts killing children simply because they are sick or disabled. Children are the greatest gift, he said, even when they are sick. Children must be received as they come, as God sends them. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News,